Ours to Protect, brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Well, this morning, after nearly a year, we are on episode 50 of our Ours to Protect, the last in our series. And I am delighted to be joined by Maura Kiley, Chief Executive of Leave No Trace Ireland. Maura, you're very welcome to this morning's programme.
Thank you.
I'm really familiar with Leave No Trace, kind of a mantra that I have with my kids when we go to visit scenic places or anywhere really is leave only footprints, the beach, the forest. And I've seen posters and your campaign information around the initiative. Tell us about Leave No Trace Ireland.
Yeah, so Leave No Trace is Ireland's countryside code, and our programme is a national organisation, and what we love doing is getting people outdoors and educating them, raising awareness on how to get outdoors and enjoying the outdoors responsibly. We've all started to understand and recognise the benefits of being in nature, particularly since COVID. And it's fantastic to see the increased number of people going outside now, of all ages, both young children, youths, families, adult clubs. There's this huge increase of people now going outside and doing different activities across the countryside, both rural and in urban settings. And our programme is to really help all those new visitors to understand what are the simple things that people can do to make sure that they leave the outdoors as they found them for the next people to enjoy and follow the very simple ethos of love this place, leave no trace.
It's a lovely ethos. And I think you're, if I'm not mistaken, one of Ireland's only outdoor ethics programme, and that's how you describe yourselves.
Yes, yeah, we're the only national body that oversees this type of education, awareness and guidance. But it's really important to say that our work is very much in collaboration with all of our partners. 5 years ago, that was very, very, very few partners. But now there are literally hundreds of organisations at a national level, at a local level, who are all engaging in nature conservation and outdoor recreation. So we work with over 500 members across the island of Ireland to help and support them getting the message out of care and respect for the outdoors.
Tell us about the 2024 campaign then, Love This Place, the public awareness campaign that is underway at the moment.
Yeah, it's a new campaign for 24, and we're asking the public to enjoy and respect Ireland's great outdoor spaces. And there's three specific calls to actions as such with this year's campaign. We're asking the public to stick to the path, stay on the trail, and really help us avoid damaging habitats, particularly vulnerable habitats like sand dunes and upland vegetation that's very, very sensitive. It will also help any disturbance to farm animals and livestock. We're also asking people to be responsible dog owners. So we love dogs, and it's great to see people going outside, enjoying the outdoors with their dogs, with their families. But it's really important people are responsible and that you keep your dog on a leash, and specifically near farm animals. That's a major issue in Ireland. And as well, making sure that people understand if you're bringing a dog, bring a bag and pick up after your dog. It's so important. There's so many health hazards, and it's unsightly as well for visitors going into the outdoors. So lastly, the last key call to action is around keeping our beautiful countryside litter-free and clean. So we're asking everyone to bring your litter home and really to dispose of it responsibly when you get home. So there are three key call to actions for this year's campaign.
Maura, something that I found really interesting over the last year, chatting to people every week who work in climate action, is their own take on why the environment is so important to them. Will you tell me a little bit about how you got into this work in environmental awareness and sustainability?
Sure. So when I was a child, I have very happy memories of spending a lot of time on our farm and in the garden with my mum and my dad. And it was in my TY where I had this transformative outdoor expedition as part of TY. We had to hike and live outside for about 5 days. And it really was this wild, deep, exciting adventure. And at that point, I knew this was this was my vocation. This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to spend my life. My purpose was going to be raising awareness about the benefits and the value of having these experiences individually as a person, but with family, with friends as well, because I think anybody who lives this kind of closeness to nature has a real depth and understanding and appreciation for life and how precious it is. So I spent the last 35 years now swimming in the sea, kayaked all over the world, skiing, sailed across the world. And every day I do these things, just that love for the outdoors and for nature gets stronger and stronger. So I feel very fortunate to have had such an incredible experiences in the outdoors. And what I'll say lastly is that I've been around the world, from New Zealand to the Middle East to America, and I think Ireland is the most beautiful country in the world.
I have to say I agree with you. So look, with all of that, when you're calling on people to embrace the Love This Place promise, you're really living it.
Yeah, well, I spend a lot of my time in or under or on the water, and if I'm not doing that, I'm usually up a mountain. But when you're living it, I think the real key important thing is to share your love and your appreciation. And that's what this campaign is all about. It's about showing our appreciation, our respect and our care. And people really get into that. It's a really happy, positive message to share, and an important message in terms of people really understanding that by these simple changes that we can make, we're making significant positive results for the natural environment in Ireland.
Lastly, if people want to find out a little bit more information about Leave No Trace Ireland, where is the best place to find your information?
Sure, so you can visit our website, www.leavenotraceireland.org, and you can you'll be able to see on our social media campaign that there'll be loads of tips and tricks as part of the campaign throughout the summer. We're hosting a Love This Place Day on Sunday, 28th of July. And also check out, we've partnered with Hike Life Ambassador Rosanna Purcell, who's supporting this important campaign as well. So you'll be able to follow her, and she'll be keeping everybody posted on the different components of the campaign throughout the summer.
Maura Kiley, Chief Executive of Leave No Trace Ireland, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning.
Very welcome. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Thanks.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.